Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yet so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me, that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Well, yes, 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 my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. Yes, I do, that we're back again. Another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed. And as said before, I am your host. Yes, Enemy of Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me that, yes, indeed, under his cause, I have some very important things for him that I must do. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So often have there been great truths, my brothers and sisters, through the course of ages. Have there been great truths that men could have known the answer to? My brothers and sisters, men oftentimes do not ask the questions of which they really didn't want to know the answer. Many have sought comfort. Sought to be comforted in a lack of knowledge, sought to even believe that they could possibly be innocent in their unbelief, innocent in their lack of knowledge, innocent in their lack of discipline. Even if possible, my brothers and sisters, innocent for being deceived. There are those who would believe the deceiver. Many of my brothers and sisters even choose to believe this deceiver, even to support the deceiver, even seek to be comforted by the deceiver, rather than believe that they themselves are deceived or that they had done any wrong. I would simply say to you, my brothers and sisters, the heart of man deceived can only deceived. Man has to learn how not to lie. I will tell you that the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of peace, cannot come to bear. I said the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of peace, cannot be brought to bear till there's a mutual sense of discipline on the part of all. Or let's just say a mutual sense of discipline that is regarded and revered by all. Most I once told me, the greatest gift that he can give is a law by which man might again cooperate, love and trust. He did not say that sense of justice, that sense of equity, that sense of righteousness comes by the thoughts or the conceits or the designs of men. Many need to understand what the scripture means when it says, faith. How about even peace? How about a mutual reverence beyond oneself comes, our brothers and sisters, by hearing? And that hearing and that understanding must come, my brothers and sisters, by a gift from Yah. I've said it before. I've said it again. I need to say it even more. No one has a covenant with him who is infinitely wiser after the conceit of his own heart. So as man begins to believe that he is wise, ignoring, or remaining ignorant of the greater law and righteousness of Yah, man, my brothers and sisters, begins to cut himself off from even being counted worthy to be called a disciple. I would ask again, my brothers and sisters, dare men believe that the multitude of contradictions that they have trusted are the result of discipline from the Most High? Or is it, my brothers and sisters, the result of man being misguided after the misdiscipline, even the deception of another? Dare men say that the lack of concertation we see in the world today, dare men say that it is the result of having been a disciple or the children of Yah? Or is all these multitude of differences that we see in this world and the contentions result of man having been in so many ways infected after the mindset and ideals of another? What shall we say, my brothers and sisters? That it has been the love of Yah that we seek to preserve or see preserved forever. The contentions, the differences, the arguments, the disagreements that have come as a result of man despising or turning away from initial pure, perfect foundation? Or shall we, my brothers and sisters, realize there's a need to return the foundation of truth, the pure, perfect, and inerrant truth that the Most High created this world for forever? I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to consider something. Shall man say that he has an atonement, an agreement, a covenant with the Most High? After the multitude of his variant beliefs, because he refuses to realize wherein he has erred, because he refuses to realize wherein he has been, let's just say, infiltrated in his conscience, even so much so as to have come to have loved being misguided. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the scriptures tell you that if you read, for instance, Isaiah 30 and 18, it says, though man for a long time has partaken of the bread of affliction, corrupted doctrine, unbelief, misconceit, being misguided after a multitude of false leadership that have preserved all manner of diverse, perverse, fallen ideals. It says, though man for a long time has trusted in all manner of afflicted bread, the bread of affliction, corrupted doctrine, the time must come that man must prove that upon being guided again by the reality, that he will trust the reality, discern the reality, show that he can be healed of the massive damage that has come as a result of so much gross deception. Man is going to have to prove, my brothers and sisters, in the day that he is blessed again to partake of what the scripture calls clean provender, pure and perfect food of righteousness that feeds the soul, nourishes and heals the soul. To about Isaiah 30:18, you can read it all the way out to around 30:20 through 26. Understand what I'm talking about. The man should cast away, one scripture says, the silver that is overlaid upon his idols. How much he has glorified, they say, the multitude of his vanities. He must prove. I said he must prove before the Most High that he has love for the truth. For only after a love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, shall any man be counted confirmed and true unto the one Most High. Because by no means, my brothers and sisters, shall anybody be delivered, or anyone counted steadfast, or anyone counted worthy but to partake in the prize and the reward of a holy kingdom, when I prove a love of the truth, reasoning enough after the design of what is fundamentally and eternally wise, lest a man can prove himself, my brothers and sisters, honorable, according to what the Most High would bring to bear and show forth again as reason. The man can prove, my brothers and sisters, this manner of ability. How can he say that he's worthy unto the holy kingdom of the one Most High? Kingdom the man must learn to give his allegiance to unto the preservation of it forever. When I first was allowed to see, and yes, I have seen the kingdom that is to come on this earth, not realizing at the time that I was being called to it, I can only tell you that I realized that if I cannot be true to the standard that was being shown to me, I didn't even consider the idea, to be quite frank with you. I didn't even consider the idea about being worthy to even remain there. I didn't consider myself worthy to be a partaker of it by any means. I knew that much as I had attained, if you will, residency there. My conscience could not be raised to a place worthy of that kingdom. I had no right, none whatsoever. I repeat, no right, none whatsoever, to disturb the order, the peace, the harmony, the mutual sense of love that was there. And remember petitioning the Most High for whoever would be worthy, even if I would not, didn't feel I was worthy at all, by no means. I just simply remember asking the Most High for whoever would be found worthy. I simply asked to let me help. I would dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, that anyone who makes a cry of allegiance unto the Most High and for the blessedness that the Most High would have his people to one day inherit it, whoever could not make such a claim, asking the Most High simply, allow me to help, is not worthy. So the man say, my brothers and sisters, he should be preserved into the kingdom of Yah, and still preserving in his mind, heart, or soul in any way, any manner of corruption which does not deserve by any means to be there. What is the first command of all, my brothers and sisters? What is the first command of all? Messiah said, you must love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. That means nothing of your being should be an obstacle against the full fruition of all that is divine desire. I repeat, nothing of your being should remain in any way an obstacle against the full fruition of what is divine desire. That is the first command of the kingdom in its entirety. Whoever would claim partakership in the holy name, association in the holy name, must realize that nothing of themselves should be allowed to obscure the discernment and the discretion and love of will, purpose, agenda, if you will, and goal. We have to understand that, my brothers and sisters. For the Most High has forsworn that he shall be, and he can only be, listen to me now, he has forsworn that on this earth he shall be worshipped only as he is. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? For the truth of the matter is that he is worshipped only. Do I need to repeat that? He is worshipped only as he is. If they would have translated it rightly, it would have helped you to understand what's written in Isaiah 45:6, for example. Most High says, well, they translated in your King James in this wise. Translated it to say, I am the Lord and there is none else. Most High would have men understand that he is, how about this, my brothers and sisters, the great I am that I am. He is the, let's just say, he is supreme. He indeed, my brothers and sisters, is as he is. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? As he is, and not to be likened after the design, the conceits, the imaginings, the will, the personality, the ideals, the purpose of any other. My brothers and sisters, what this means is what, well, must be understood concerning this, is what was meant when the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Perhaps I need to explain that. There's a lot I need to talk about tonight. Not a precept that needs to be restored to present conscience. What does it mean when Scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance? What does it mean when Scripture says, it talks about when he declares his standards, who should be able to stand? I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters. I want you to imagine. I want you to see what these Scriptures are declaring. Beyond, let's just say, what is common is just simply reading words. When the scripture says, before him every knee shall bow, it means, my brothers and sisters, the same thing as what the scripture means when it says, you shall have no other God before him, no other standard before him. Nothing shall obscure the recognition of his primacy. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, understand, what does one do if he were to stand against, or stand up against the Most High, would he be moved? But obscure the recognition of his majesty, I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what it means to who should be able to stand. Who should be able to stand and not be found one who would deny divine majesty. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, even the concept of, I'm giving you a good example of it, and you've probably seen before, the concept of one being knighted, a guardian of the realm. Knights of old bowed before a prime magistrate, if you will, a king, a queen. They bowed for what was considered majesty. Were knighted with a sword. And upon being knighted, not just favored, but trusted as a guardian of the realm, then were told to stand. Only then, when found trusted. But believe me, my brothers and sisters, one had to prove himself faithful. Who should be able to stand, my brothers and sisters, and not be found an obstacle against men discerning Yah as he is? Much to be understood, my brothers and sisters, about the ancient concepts. And by and large, the society in which we live today has talked about quote-unquote religious freedom to the extent that men have said that whoever will, let him stand and let him declare his preaching, the preaching of the Most High, declare his words, the words of the Most High. Men daring to use the holy name to cause men to follow after that which the Most High himself has neither spoken, nor declared, nor decreed. If everyone's word and all these differences, my brothers and sisters, want to peace, why are there so much difference of opinion, so much diverse aggression? Why is there so much hatred against an absolute? My brothers and sisters, man is going to have to understand that being deceived is not an excuse. Being deceived is a disease. A disease that upon this earth must be cured. Man was created as a habitation for the Holy Spirit, for a pure, perfect testimony of the Most High. No corruption of that testimony, my brothers and sisters, is viable to be sanctioned, confirmed, or called by, sealed by, signed by the holy name. As I've said so many times, the Most High won't uphold any contract. He'll uphold no contract. He'll confirm no contract. No one's word but his own. My brothers and sisters, and I dare to say that anyone who finds conformity in the word of the Most High will have to hear first from him. Dare men say that the word of Yah is simply what men can take as they will and interpret it however they will, and then say that it's with the Most High as an agreement? To believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, is utter, complete insanity. I repeat, to believe that every man's diverse interpretation of the word of him, whose word has no contradiction in it, is utter, complete. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it is unforgivable insanity. And I know that sounds hard to put it that way. But I want you to understand something. To believe that the massive contradictions that men have trusted in is the word of the Most High, is to call the Most High a liar, a hypocrite, a deceiver, and one not to be trusted. It's time that we have to comprehend again the reality. Okay, let me see what's happening here. Okie dokie. It's been called to my attention that maybe perhaps some among you may not be able to hear. Let me see what I can do. Let's see. Okay, I see Mom B over there in the chat. Hopefully you are hearing me well. If I can get some verification of these words being heard, I'd appreciate it. Okie dokie. Well, hallelujah. I'm thankful that we are being heard, because I know well that some of the things that were just said, our world is in very definite need of in order to be healed. Great. Thank you. Glad to know that we're being heard both via the chat and via phone. Appreciate it. Thank you. Let me move on with this, because the truth needs to be understood, my people. And the truth cannot be ignored. No one is guiltless because he is deceived. The Most High already told us that salvation is by faith, and it's not possible to have faith in him alone after a multitude of diverse, differing ideals. Dare men think the Most High is not one, that he's not true to himself? Dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that he would agree with a multitude of disagreements? Dare men that believe that such disagreements are a result of having him alone as a teacher? We have to be far wiser. One scripture in 2 Thessalonians told us in advance that there'd be a falling away from faith, falling away from trust in the will of one. And the result of this, my brothers and sisters, I said the result of man's trust in a multitude of contradicting ideals. I said the result of man's trust in a multitude of contradicting ideals. Still not willing to believe that this is the result of deception, as in fact, my brothers and sisters, deceive many. Scripture tells us in 2 Thessalonians there will be an intrusion, the part of the variant principalities and powers of men. Scripture warns us in the book of Colossians, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world. How about the diverse principles of this world, not after the Most High? Beware lest any man beguile you, though you be doomed, how about damned, divided in your conscience for letting someone after his carnal mind be your judge. Beware lest any man beguile you after the precepts of this world, the thoughts of this world, that you be doomed, damned, as living in the world. We are warned against false prophets. We are warned against falling victim to any shallow-minded, short-sighted testimony. We should always have known to seek the Most High for the greater truth that he is. There's no excuse for not doing this. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I will even go as far as to tell you something may shock you all. But Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, at a time when the whole world is lost. That is what is said every single time in prophecy regarding the coming of the awaited one. So many things to talk about tonight. Messiah comes to heal, my brothers and sisters, restore the truth, divine the truth that was lost. Think about it. When Isaiah spoke of the coming of Messiah, the one who was called Messiah, my brothers and sisters, when he did come, that they were expecting, that brought his people out of Babylon 2,000 years ago, realize why Israel was cast into Babylon in the first place is because they fell away from the righteousness of Yah and began to trust after the ways of Egypt and other nations. Go back and look at the history for yourself in the book of Jeremiah and understand. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that they were, as a people, viable, true unto the Most High, a mass of deceivers? After the ideals of Babylon, my brothers and sisters? I would say, think again. Who did the Most High send, my brothers and sisters? Who did he send that his people might come out of this Babylon? Well, the scripture calls him a shepherd, calls him a righteous one. Says he proved foolish the wisdom that men had called wise. So the Most High sent him for the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, to establish Jerusalem again. One that was called Cyrus the Great bore the title, in fact, my brothers and sisters, King of the Morning Star. Oh, there's so much to be understood about Isaiah 40:41. When it's talking about the coming of the rising one, righteous one, like the rising sun, who expose all the misconceits of other rulers. I want you to think about something, my brothers and my sisters. I want you to think about something. Could Israel be restored unto righteousness after the designs of anything less than the Spirit of the Most High? Why was Messiah called the awaited one? Why would men have to wait for him if the fallen standards of men were still yet viable? I will tell you they are not. 1,000 years ago, decades, and time before the coming of Messiah, Yeshua, I want you to understand something. Rome had come in and murdered all the priests and established a corrupt priesthood catering to Roman ideals. Would man dare to believe that priesthood, they would dare to say such things, they had no king and no god but Caesar, catering to the multiplicity of Roman misconceits? Dare men believe that under such misrepresentation, swam by the name of the Most High, but after the instructions of another, the misorientations of another, dare men believe that they could be still called viable before the Most High? Delivered from the deceiver by a misrepresentation? No, absolutely not. I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said there'd be a falling away from faith. 2,000 years ago, something new would come to pass. Even so much so that when Messiah appears again, hey, look at Isaiah 57. About Isaiah 56 going into 57. How about the address the Messiah would speak to his people according to Isaiah 55 through 57 in particular? Well, really going all the way out to the 60th chapter, 61st chapter, 62nd chapter even. What does it say in the 56th chapter? After the Messiah comes and tells his people that they ought to be regathered, but their thoughts have not been like his thoughts, their ways not like his ways. Talks about the idea about the restoration or the revealing again of his righteousness. Why would it have to be revealed again? And what men trusted in was still worthy to be called a covenant. Isaiah 56:9. Talking about the idea about all your leaders. I repeat, all your leaders. Every single one of them gone astray. Everyone too greedy after his own unjust way, more concerned about pulpits and thrones to tell you the truth, double-minded, therefore found unworthy. In other words, anyone who designs and desires first for the authority of another institution, not his own designs, deal, doctrine, against men awakening to the greater truth of the Most High, has defied the very first command that Yah is one, has compelled men to worship after other gods, the idolatry, the deception, the false hood, brothers and sisters, that has divided the people that they would not know peace. I want you to understand the reality then, brothers and sisters. I want you to understand the reality. He said to the very last one, all gone astray. But this is what people have wanted to believe. Isaiah 41 going into 42 says, Moses touched upon the sons of men and saw none that preached the gospel. In other words, everything was tainted after the designs of others. None who preached the gospel, none who asked a question, give a rational and acceptable answer. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I want you to keep considering what I'm talking about here. Isaiah 59, Most High looked and he said, He said, man, looked at man and saw no intercessor, none who knew what fully to pray for. Wow. The way of peace men have not known. That means they haven't known a covenant, haven't known the gospel, haven't known what is acceptable unto the manifestation of a kingdom wherein men walk in peace after the wisdom of the One. So it's just fine. We have to come to declare, standard, in fact. Did you hear him? And he would count everyone who would stand against his people, awakening to that one standard, an enemy. Because his zeal, his commission, his purpose, an agent of the Most High, as an ally, a trusted ally of the Most High, is to reestablish finally in these latter days the knowledge of what is divine covenant, the will of the Most High, that it should remain in the mouths of the descendants of the faithful. Descendants of the faithful from henceforth and forever. Read Isaiah 59, read Psalms 14, read Psalms 53. In each case it says, Messiah comes at a time when all have fallen away. There's none righteous, no, not one. Meaning the men have trusted according to 2 Thessalonians in a total pretense. And the scripture never said those who believe the lie. Didn't believe anyone who was a carrier or a preserver or, let's just say, my brothers and sisters, one who passed down the lie from generation to generation. Believing, my brothers and sisters, this happened long ago. It didn't say anyone, my brothers and sisters, who believed the lie to pass it on, to represent the lie against the Most High. It didn't say they would be saved. In fact, most of my brothers and sisters desire not to believe the world has fallen away from the truth so long ago. I said most not desirous to believe the world has fallen from the truth long ago. Not everyone, my brothers and sisters, is willing to admit that it's currently from the depraved standard after which men have fallen. Isaiah, in the 41st chapter, talks about many asking the question, has the Most High forgot the reward they promised? No, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has forgotten its reward. Men have simply forgot the standard that is worthy of it. That Most High has not forgotten his reward, the word he promised his people. But his people, misdirected, have forgotten the standard necessary to be worthy of it. And the scriptures in Isaiah 40:27, when it talks about such things as knock them, comfort ye, O my people. Or if you will, later, repent ye, O my people. It's talking about returning to the standard that men have forgotten. Man's conscience must be raised again unto the one standard the Most High from the beginning has purposed. Comfort ye, O my people. The word knock even relates the idea about man looking beyond himself, looking beyond the multitude of misruling entities that have preserved fallen standards. He says Messiah will come and he will expose the rulers. They become dust before his sword, driven stubble to his bow. In other words, every faulty precept and ideal that men have upheld have prevented them from discerning and veering the will of Yah must be obliterated. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it says their mouths must be stopped. I want you to understand what is really written, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world has chosen to ignore, because the ancient man understood that the day would come when the Most High will render wrath. I say wrath, my brothers and sisters, against every form of deceit and deceiver that prevent his people from discerning indeed, the knowledge and discipline, acceptable, that before Him, the Most High would call it true and the truth, worthy to be called by His name. But how many of us, brothers and sisters, are humble enough to understand this? He said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me, which guides to the meek. Those who think they already understand this standard, that they are already wise enough to be covenanted in all things with Him who was wise than all, that are not ready to allow themselves to be discipled. Our brother says, how could He call them steadfast? Would call themselves wise after a multitude of their own personal contentious vanities, that there be no peace. I find it amazing that the scriptures tell us that all salvation is not according to the designs and devices of men. It must come His workmanship unto the good works of, let's just say, the fullness of the Most High Himself. For read Ephesians 2. Salvation, my brothers, is not the conceits of men, after which men are pleaded the children of wrath. Meaning the conceits of men, my brothers and sisters, don't bring forth honor or favor of the Most High. It says, the Messiah then who comes, declaring a standard from above as our peace. But many have said they have had peace with Him. And read Ephesians close, they're never concerned at all with the commonwealth. How about, my brothers and sisters, that which sanctify Israel as one? Even after one love, one allegiance, one pure truth, that would manifest find the commonwealth of Israel, according to the covenant, the Most High said that He would promise life. You say you promised life, my brothers, after a multitude of man's misrepresentations. Man has to understand the Most High. He's already forsworn a standard bearer. A standard bearer that regretfully, my brothers and sisters, because men have so vastly misrepresented Him in order to steal one another, even can rob from the Most High authority and the dominion He deserves. And me and my brothers and sisters have actually hated Him who they claim to teach men to love. Mass deception, my brothers and sisters, man must discern beyond this mystery of iniquity. Man must discern, my brothers and sisters, that most who claim, taught the people to love the Most High, only love the idea, but they loved Him while they could find a reason or a method by which they could exploit His name for their own personal agendas. Time is beyond the illusion. So I have to say, brothers and sisters, the deceived are not innocent, for they can only pass down curses from generation to generation. Damnation, deceit, pride, after which men are unwilling to hear the Most High from generation to generation. Murderous, then, my brothers and sisters, from generation to generation. The reason why we are told to look forward to be awaited when He comes to declare the perfect truth, which will break the curse, bring about an atonement, restore a covenant, restore the truth. All must sanction purely and completely if we're going to be found worthy of the peace of the Most High from the beginning for ordained purity and completion. Only was the one choice. None is confirmed true to the Most High by any man's lie. No one, my brothers and sisters, is confirmed true to the Most High after trusting any man's misrepresentation. No lie, my brothers and sisters, with the Most High said He would destroy can preserve the soul against the day of wrath. One scripture says, receive the grafted word, which is able to save your soul. How about it make safe your souls? I want you to consider Revelation 9 and 4 says, relative to Revelation 7. It talks about those who were confirmed the word. Were confirmed the word spoken by the one called the righteous unlike unto the rising sun. Please read, understand Revelation 7 and 2. Rising sun comes suddenly to expose the lie, to reveal the truth the world would obscure, to show that so much the men are called light to only be darkness. For those who can confirm his word, Acts 3:18-23 says he will come to restore the mind, the conscience, the Most High declared in the beginning, since the world began, that he has spoken by all the mouth of his prophets, since the world began, he will confirm all the word. And whoever will not hearken to his testimony, choosing rather to trust in false prophets, fallen testimony, foolish, deceptive, insufficient testimony. So whoever will not hearken to his testimony, we cut off from among the people. Our brothers and sisters, the concept of the people is a concept of, if you will, brothers and sisters, a gathering and a grouping that are all sanctified, true to the mind of one. He said he would write his laws upon the minds and the hearts. He said you must come to love him. How about his word with all your mind and heart? First command of all, that you be counted his people. I would say, my brothers and sisters, whose children have you been after someone else's instruction? Man, will I be redeemed? Man, my brothers and sisters, will recognize beyond the infection of lies he has been passed down from generation to generation. I know a lot of folks turn around and say, well, we were born into this world to see. But my brothers and sisters, the soul that bears within it a sense of higher conscience or balance will not be satisfied with this worldly imbalance. It will know to seek something more. And only that, all my brothers and sisters, can be justified. Whoever will seek to be justified after us is standing, my brothers and sisters, is also one who is considered guiltless, a devil. It's time we understand the truth. Man, my brothers and sisters, is guilty if he says he's a believer, yet he continues to believe, uphold, practice after, exalt, and even trust the ideals of the system. I want you to understand, trust in the system of contradictions is not faith in Yah. It is unbelief. Why should the Most High even speak to a soul who would dare to say that a multitude of contradictions is the word of Yah, who would only deceive and blight the mind of another? Like I say, every man is a believer if he says he believes, but the instructions he has are the ideals of another and not the standard. Of the Holy One, nor the standard of the one, the Most High, from the birth, as promised he would name, to present his name. So you never heard the scripture in Isaiah 49, which says Messiah would say to a people who are sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, that he comes with the Holy Name, that it might be discerned who serves Yah, who keeps his instructions, and he who keeps his instructions not. For those who revere his name, the Son of Righteousness will arise. Oh, what does this mean? It says the reverence of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Reverence for Yah, that he is as he is, that he declares an absolute reference point. That is the beginning of wisdom. For until you believe and understand the Most High declares an absolute standard, how can you seek or be compelled to seek what is absolute beyond every misconceit? Understanding that it is not the lie but the truth endures forever. For unless you believe, you believe the truth endures forever. You understand, my brothers and sisters, that the lie must die. Whence, my brothers and sisters, shall we learn how not to lie? But through Yah himself. Isaiah 49 says Messiah would come to a people who have not kept and not preserved his commandments, to show again, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace, saying, listen to me, O ye isles, hearken to me, O ye nations, even keep silence before me. His people might be restored beyond their wearied, weakened, discriminate conscience. Listen to me, O ye nations, no peace to the lawless. No peace comes after a lesser standard. O thou hast called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to gather his people, to declare what is honorable before him. Made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, discerning between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Even declare, my brothers and sisters, what is right discretion, the light of truth, for all who would hear, even to the ends of the earth. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says we must reason together with him. Isaiah 1:18-20. We must reason together as one. Come, let us reason together. Whoever would not add or take away from these words, will surely lead us to the sanctity and the surety of these words. Just come, let us read together. And if we do so, my brothers and sisters, though our sins be like scarlet, that which is divided us, God has caused much contention, much warfare. He said, we reason together. He said, we take of the good of the land, but if not, we be lifted and sword be destroyed. The mouth of the Most High has spoken, forsworn it. How many of us are ready to understand, my brothers and sisters? Ignorance, deception is not guiltlessness. There should be something within us not satisfied with the concept of just simply not knowing. There are those I've spoken to many times, and I've heard people say, they say, who knows who speaks the word of Yah, as to say our lack of discerning what is his word means that we are well disciplined and instructed, even favored not to discern the truth. As if to say that if we don't know what the truth is, the Most High favors us for whatever we imagine. That's idolatry, my brothers and sisters. It says faith. In a world, my brothers and sisters, that has not preached the gospel. And the scripture says in the last days, men find out that what he has been taught has not been the way of the kingdom of Yah. In such a case, my brothers and sisters, faith by hearing a word from Yah himself. That he is the Savior. He must declare what is an atonement, an atonement with the Most High. He must declare, he declares the standard at which men are forgiven for believing in the life. The very name Yeshua declares that he will deliver men from their sins. How about every lie that they have believed that have divided his people, because he has told his people that he is one. Meaning that all his people, my brothers and sisters, must realize their obligation to seek the whole truth, that they too be one. That's the first command of all. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, does not understand this command, will not recognize the power of the Most High to reveal himself. Well, there's another agenda, my brothers and sisters. Cannot be unworthy. It's a sad thing, my brothers and sisters, but I've seen a lot of folks who dare say if they are deceived that they're still yet delivered, saved from a deceiver. I would like to believe such a thing. But dare even go as far as to not even seek beyond the deception, saying that if they don't know, it's still okay. That they will continue to spread the disease of the misconceived. They have come to trust. Even, my brothers and sisters, so many times when truth might be possibly unto them, available. But the Most High told me early on when he first spoke to me that there are many who would rather believe a deceiver than recognize the fact that they themselves have been deceived. I would only ask you this question. Should a carrier of a deadly and just volatile disease seek that his misery has company? Shall he have no sense of conscience, seeking at least that if he, well, think about it, personally deceived, infected, evil? Shall he desire that all else be so infected, even damnedly? Heaven help us. Terminally made ill. Because they were infected. Far better, my brothers and sisters, for the soul to seek the healing necessary. Seek the way of healing. To be eradicated of the disease and possibly learning how to help heal another. That would be love. But I'm going to tell you, men infected after the designs of the devil, knowing that the Most High would bring an end to the deception, a devil would rather believe that all deceived and all be destroyed. And see rightful dominion where it belongs. Men are going after the Son of brothers and sisters after what spirit? They have sought that a fallen standard. What spirit they function after? Whenever they ask a fallen sense of conscience, be found justified or worthy. Like I said, I've heard some sit back and tell me that if we don't know what the standard is, they would still call themselves favored and wise, even under grace, if without discipline and instruction. So the man say that he is wise after the thoughts of his own mind, he doesn't need the Most High to guide. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I say think again. Please. Be wise enough and humble enough, think again. The scripture tells us again, reverence for Yah, knowing that he has an absolute standard. Understand, reverence means you recognize he has a reverence point. As the beginning of realizing how great should be one's need to pursue the truth, to realize that he is a disciple of a teacher, only when he is willing to hear and obey the word of his teacher. Scripture says in Malachi, where are those who would guard his doors? How about against an unclean offering? He says, if he's a master, he's a father, where's my reverence? He's a master, where's his fear? He says he is one. Is it my brother and sister's respect for him? Then we respect every other standard and still say it. What did he say at Isaiah 45:6? I am the Most High and there is none else. But then, Lord, it means the one who declares the existence. The one who is the existence eternal. The one who has pure and perfect conscience forever. And he, my brother and sister, even what is life, what is peace, what is honor, is not likened after the designs, thoughts, ideals of anyone else but himself. Blessed are they who understand how these things better could have been interpreted. For the Most High told me to know what is said, I know why it is said.
is to make a point. He said, and there is none other, the way they put it. Well, that word is the same thing as saying, I am. None else, none other existence, none other salvation, none other deliverance from that which will must come to wrath. No other deliverance beyond every deception. No other deliverance unto what is the standard acceptable to him, but by his direct instruction. Not after the misadministrations or misinterpretations or misopinions of any man. Like I say, whoever use a holy name then, my brothers and sisters, to deceive, to compel men after any manner of false agenda, is guilty of divide and conquer taxes against the sanctity of a people and even against an offering unto which the Most offering unto which the Most High can be pleased. I will say it again, Messiah comes. According to all prophecy at a time when all lost, to save, to show again the way beyond all misconceits. Simply because what men have trusted for a long time, even for many generations of not, has not been worthy. One scripture says, salvation, where after the multitude of diverse standards of men, that's what it means to talk about the law of men. Think about what was Pax Romana, what was the law of Rome, the preservation of every manner of misconceit that Rome had endorsed. If righteousness comes after the contradictions of men, the controversy of men, understand the law of the Most High has no contradiction in it. Righteousness, my brother says, must come after a law where there's no contradiction. But if righteousness comes by means of a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, if lawfulness, if peace comes after a multitude of contradictions, the Messiah came in Scripture says and died in vain. What do you say if not go the comfort of the Holy Spirit? Hey, about the spirit of peace will not come. Is there peace, my brothers and sisters, after what this world calls peace? It says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. It said, the peace he gives, my brothers and sisters, conformity unto the full of what is divine will, and not after the varying ideas of men. Hear me, there's a reason why he said, I make no request, no petition for the world, no requests for those who believe a multitude of contradictions that is witness. World has no respect for an autonomous sense of authority. He said, I make no request for those who don't want an absolute. I make no request for those who have a love of the truth. I make no request for those whose personal agendas will stand against men to the righteousness of Yah. Look at Yohanan 4:17-9 and understand. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Whoa. Is truth, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of differing ideas and opinions of man? Should we recognize everybody's misconceit, everybody's contentious ideas? Should we call it all truth? Should we all call it all the word of Yah? Every prophecy written, my brothers and sisters, relates to the Most High, will send Messiah to declare the truth, to ultimately bring to humiliation, identification, and ultimate exposure and destruction. Whoever use the holy name, my brothers and sisters, to call a word that is not the word of God, as if it were the word of the Master. Revelation 19:11 through 21 explains well. His word, like a sharp two-edged sword, will smite all the nations. Rod of iron, strong discipline, unflinching discipline, will smite all the nations wherever men have misrepresented the Most High. Wherever men, my brothers and sisters, have taught lies, damnable and heretical lies, the Scripture says, in 2 Peter, 2 chapter, and cause them to be spoken as the way of truth. And the Scripture says, whoever would do this, I hope you understand the concept. The Scripture says, would be taken in chains for judgment. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men have so disrespected the Most High that they have not understood the only deliverance and hope of deliverance man has to be found worthy unto the holy name to be preserved? Is that he must seek the Most High to learn how to lie and not to deceive, how to speak and act, an example with which the Most High would be pleased. He's exalted his name above all things. I know they misinterpreted the scripture. Some people say it because they look at the scripture and say, he exalted his word above all his name. It means, my brother says, he's exalted his instruction above all who we call by his name. That all be called by his name must be true to his word. Or do you really think those scriptures are saying that, that words written on a page that can interpret and misinterpret and misadminister however they will? He's exalted above and against his own name. It's with his name that he signs the contract that is his word. My brothers and sisters, his word, his name are the same. One equates to and reinforces the other. He would not sign his name to a word that is not his own. And a word that is not his own is not worthy of his name. Man, my brothers and sisters, has been taught under one with Yah. What's the word of Matthew 28? He said all power and authority, even the reverence, discretion, as to what is acceptable unto his kingdom, conversion, to be made safe in the day of wrath against all lies, that all power and authority have come on high. How about the principles of the kingdom of Yah have been given unto him, taught unto man? He said, go forth therefore and convert and make safe all nations against the wrath that is to come. By what? Teach them to become disciples. And teaching them to love his discipline. Think about it. The gift of Yah is discipline from him, a law from him, by which there might be peace. It was called the gospel of peace. He said, go forth and teach them to do everything that he commanded. A pure and perfect word. From Yah, the gift. It says, salvation is not of works or designs, lest any man boasts. Certainly, we was unto the good works of Yah is for ordained, says the 2 and 8 to 12 Ephesians. And yet, men say that all works that they need to do, they just simply need to believe. Well, my brothers and sisters, what you believe in, you will work to serve after. You won't seek to follow another instruction and still call it faith, would you? Salvation not after the designs and conceits of another. Most High declared and foreordained the plan from the very beginning. Salvation, deliverance from a lie, not after somebody else's thoughts or conceits. Scripture says, harmony with him who is wiser than all, who declared a standard from the beginning of the world for men. Scripture says, the gift from Yah. Or dare men say, the gift of Yah. How to show gratitude for it is by preserving the lie that has caused so many to become so proud that they resist the gift, that they resist the truth. Brothers and sisters, this form of irrationality, this form of insanity, the Most High cannot sanction as the rationale of his own. Most I told him if I could believe the insanity, the contradictions, the imbalance, the injustice that seems wise to men in this world, he told him if I could believe such a thing, trust such a thing, find viable such a thing, he said, I could not be a disciple unto him. He gives his own far better reasoning, sensibilities than that. So we have to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, if all you know is a lie, whose children have you been? Science said, if you're not disciples, you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you think the master's conceits are the truth, most times accept such a thing, whose children have you been? If you will not believe and trust divine instruction, my brothers and sisters, if you will not discern what is divine instruction, something the scripture says you have to pray for, pray that you be able to stand before the Son of Man, pray that you discern his wisdom, that you be faithful unto it. rational after it, true to it, steadfast. You might be found true to it and steadfast to it, and firm it. Be able to stand before the Son of Man, not be found in instruction. You can't believe divine instruction. Realize that the Most High told me, every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the truth. And a soul that cannot believe the truth, that can only believe and act upon and preserve a lie, cannot be considered his friend. So if you're my disciples, you know the truth will set you free. Free from what? What will deceive to damn and destroy you? Isaiah 30 says, woe to those who take counsel, but not from him who often, but not of his spirit. Malachi 1 says he would petition, but to God, his doors. How about God against the lie? You see, if he is your master, where's your respect for a reference point that is from him? Hebrews 3 through 4, Hebrews 10. Do you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, man is not counted faithful in a mass of continual vacillations? One scripture says, man from the beginning to end must remain steadfast. What happened to Adam and Eve, my brothers and sisters, when they turned against what the Most High said should be preserved and remembered eternally? Do you realize that even Moshe himself was a faithful servant when he would not ultimately do and fulfill all the Most High declared was prevented from walking beyond the Jordan into the land of the promise? Most High told him, hey, he wanted the power of Yah to be in his voice. He chose to use a staff instead. And the adversary had something against him by which he could be accused. You think about that, my brothers and sisters. Ezekiel told man what is fair. He said if man does evil and turns from his evil way, he should be justified. But he said if a man who is just turns from justice and turns toward what is evil, so much of what he had done in justice could be counted. Well, let's just say what he is. So much good that he done could be counted worthless if he turns evil. Because all he can do then is preserve evil if he doesn't have a conscious change. Some would say that's not fair. But the Most High said, O sons of Israel, if you believe any injustice should survive, it is that are not fair. Man must learn to become steadfast, my brothers and sisters. Man must have a heart of repentance. So if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin, but is ready for the fire nation to consume the adversary. You attain the truth, my brothers and sisters. Your conscience should never be allowed to slide away or desire to believe elsewise. If you grant an opportunity to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah, you seek to fight against whatever would be an obstacle against the hope of that growth. So the righteous shall live by faith. It means the righteous shall abide, remain steadfast in faith, seeking and knowing that Yah is wiser, seeking to be instructed and led by him. As soon as man believes himself wise of himself, he falls away. I said, as soon as man believes himself entirely wise of himself, he falls away. One scripture says it this way. Considering himself wise, became a fool. The problem, my brothers and sisters, men who desire to be the best of their imaginations and inspiration, even good to represent Yah, because they thought so. Do we forget what the scriptures have told us? Even the apostle Shaul said, I know nothing of which I am guilty, but I might not be writing this. Say, my judge is the Lord. Even Messiah who comes to reveal the hidden things, show the things men are not considered. Please read Isaiah 52, 15, 53, 1. It said, and then in that day when he appears, Then shall every man know how they put down praise. How about how to honor Yah? Shall they say that unless a multitude of standards that are not honorable, not do the will of one, are still his mutual praise to a common prayer for his design? Think again. Think again. Such vanity, my brothers and sisters, such multitudes of grand ideal, it can never be for peace. The scripture calls it vanity, calls it idolatry. For whatever does not bring forth peace as true to what the Most High declared from the beginning is worthless, is a standard kind of worthless before Yah. As I said before, who should be able to stand? Or if in, should who be able to show that in his stance, he does not obscure the greater vision of Yah? The reason why the scripture says this again, before him every knee shall bow. None shall seek to obscure his greater wisdom. Blessed are they who will desire this. Understand what the scripture means in the book of Revelation. Hey, John 30 chapter. What did it say of Yohanan? It said, I must become less and he greater. But it says your kings have sought to stand up. Oh, wow. Wish I could tell you what's all, what's about 50, 10 through 11, somewhere like that of the book of Yeremiahu. The Aramaic, it relates it this way. War unto Babylon. She did not know. She did not know. She stood up against Yah. Woe unto Babylon. How about 550, Jeremiah 50:24. Babylon has stumbled and she is taken. She did not know she stood up against the Most High. How many today, brothers and sisters, understand that they have stood up against the wisdom of Yah? A deceiver doesn't tell you he's deceiving you. A deceiver doesn't tell you that he's preventing you from perceiving the greater wisdom of Yah, that he's making you indiscriminate, that he's preserving you. Learn the mysteries of iniquity, the strong delusions compel men to believe a lie and a liar. Scripture didn't say anything but Messiah. Anyone beside himself would expose this pretense the last day. If you believe the system, my brothers and sisters, expose this illusion. You believe an illusion. Yah declared the plan of the beginning far wiser, my brothers and sisters. All the men have conceived since the fall. It's not Yah, my brothers and sisters, forgotten his reward. He has remembered, in fact, what is the plan after which man is worthy to be rewarded. And he has promised that he will restore mankind to the knowledge of that standard, that he will repent for all unrighteousness. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that is prepared and looks forward to the day when every misconceit and every deceiver is cast down? What does the scripture say in Isaiah 24? And that day when he declares judgment, as it is with the rulers, so shall it be with the people. Blessed are they who put their trust in my brothers and sisters in the King of the King, the King of Kings. Restore man beyond all unrighteousness. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, they tell me I only got a few seconds left. Till we speak, my brothers and sisters, this has been the Adam Yah Covenant of Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Unto his praise and his honor. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. I truly thank you all again. Thank the Most High that you granted this a moment to listen. I thank the Most High that's made me a voice. That he's found trustworthy to speak his words.